A 98-foot fish packer out of Ketchikan was the first to be hauled out of the water. Wrangell Harbor Master Greg Meisner says it was the St. Jude.
He's been chomping at the bit and working with us and kind of adjusting his schedule to get hauled out. So he's happy he's coming out of the water. He's do some work on the boat and get her done before the season starts.
The 300-ton lift is the biggest in Southeast and one of the largest in Alaska.
I believe that it will keep a lot more repairs on those larger vessels happening in Wrangell.
Eric Schall is a port engineer with Juneau's Docks and Harbors office.
Right now, those vessels have to either go out to Kodiak or go back down to Washington somewhere in the Seattle, Puget Sound area or further to have repairs made.
The lift was built by the Italian company Ascom and cost about $1.3 million. It's part of a larger project mostly funded by a legislative grant. Harbor Master Meisner says some of the funds were used to improve the new lift's support structure.
The dock was built to hold a 200-ton machine and its payload, so we had to go in and strengthen the dock to handle the payload plus the machine weight of a 300-ton machine.
Other coastal Alaska communities have been adding or expanding boat repair and maintenance facilities. Some installed lifts from 5 to 200 tons. Others added storage or industrial space. And in some cities, it's a private venture rather than a government service. Schall of Juneau's Harbors office says Wrangell's addition is great, but it needs more room.
The lift itself could probably fulfill all of the need of Southeast Alaska in the time it takes to lift and set a vessel, but the uplands are where these repair jobs are bottlenecked. You need a lot of space for the vessels that a 300-ton lift can pick.
Wrangell's looking at that issue. Borough manager Jeff J. Bush says leaders have already identified an unused industrial location.
We're looking at maybe the mill site at 6 Mile, and, you know, someday the possibility of actually moving a portion of the boat haul-out facility out there where there's a lot more room, but I think that's a long way in the future.
Wrangell also operates a 150-ton lift. Both are part of a larger effort to expand the community's marine service center. The new lift began hauling boats in the latter part of May. Harbor Master Meisner says it was supposed to be up and running sooner. First, a competing company, Marine Travel Lift, challenged the city's contract award. Then, a shipping company sent it to the wrong place.
They brought it across on their ship to Tacoma, and they took it from Tacoma to Seattle, inadvertently took it to the barge that went to Anchorage. And since nothing said Wrangell on it at the time, nobody caught it down there, and off to Anchorage it went. So it took a two-week detour on the way to Wrangell.
Meisner says the municipality did not pay for the extra shipping. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.